Let's take a deeper dive into type 2 inflammation associated with chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, and specifically look at the key players here, IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13. And let's start first looking at the epithelial barrier activation and dysfunction. We really are understanding more and more about the epithelium here. We understand that many of these patients, in fact, have abnormalities or deficiencies of the type proteins that bind the epithelial cells together. This leads to problems with the epithelium. The epithelium gets bombarded with allergens and bacterial antigens and viral particles. And very commonly, in chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, we see bacterial colonization with Staph aureus, biofilm production, and microbiome imbalance. Very importantly, the epithelium itself is active and produces epithelial alarmins, such as TSLP, IL-25, and IL-33, which drive the type 2 innate lymphocyte and, again, help drive type 2 inflammation. Very importantly is our understanding of the allergic pathway. And here we have the Th2 cells, which in fact process the antigen, present it to the B cell in an environment with IL-4 and IL-13. That B cell becomes a memory B cell, becomes a plasma cell, and produces a specific IgE antibody. In many cases, in chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, this is related to a Staph aureus superantigen and with production of IgE to Staph aureus. This IgE then binds to mast cells and basophils, and on re-exposure to that allergen, it binds to at least two IgE molecules. The mast cell explodes and releases hundreds of different chemical mediators that lead to inflammation like histamine, leukotrienes, prostaglandins, and also we get a positive feedback effect with increased production of IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13. Very importantly is the role of eosinophilic inflammation. And here, IL-5 has a major effect on the bone marrow, leading to stem cells to differentiate into eosinophils, and also is very important for eosinophilic survival in the blood circulation. Now, for trafficking into the tissue, and here we're talking about into the nose and into the sinuses, we have the role of IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13. They lead to upregulation of adhesion molecules. This then attracts, in fact, the eosinophils into the tissue and, again, leads to the eosinophilic inflammation that we're so familiar with. And very importantly is understanding the role of IL-13 as far as effect on the epithelium and as far as remodeling. So on epithelial cells, IL-13, in fact, drives goblet cell hyperplasia, which leads to increased mucus production. We also see effects on the epithelial cells and fibroblasts leading to increased production of collagen. We can see fibrosis occurring and leading to polyp formation.